While the rest of the country fumes about gas prices, worries about war, and frets about winter, commentator Andrei Codrescu's adopted hometown is reveling today in bands, beads, and booze.
My cell phone vibrated in my pocket, so I made my way out of the bar through angels and demons, bumped into an Arthur Anderson paper shredder, and finally got to the street, where the only noise came from a blimp overhead and two dragonflies beating on tambourines. I answered. It was a business call. Somebody was calling from a town in mid-America to ask me to do a gig. We were barely in the part where we say, "That's terrific. I'd love to come to your lovely urban area. How is the weather?" When a pleasant ectomorph with stars painted on her cheek came up to me, pointed to the string of beads around my neck and said, "I'll show you my breasts for those." I said to my business contact, "Excuse me," and I put the cell phone behind my back. "I'd love to trade," I said to the starry ectomorph, "but I'm on a business call right now." I put the cell back to my ear and I said, "It's Mardi Gras. Things go on. You have to understand that there is no way to explain what goes on here." "I'm sure," she said. "What do you see out your window?" I asked her. "Well, a parking lot. Empty. And it's raining." "Exactly," I said. "Now, when I look into the middle distance, I see a huge Greek ship over my head. At the corner, I see a human paper shredder engaged in conversation with someone silver with a towering headdress of black feathers." "What a place for an artist," said my contact. Well, we left it at that. But when I got back inside the bar, I got to thinking, even as I surfed those wavy strings of light that loop between people putting off love vibes. How could an artist even begin to approach this situation and condition? A painter might paint a slice of it, but it would move too much. A photo man might snap a sliver, a camera woman might pan a narrow band. A writer might make a few words around it, and a music maker might nail a note or two. There is no art form capable of compressing these worlds, most of which I missed even as I considered them. A dazzlingly green being with two topaz stones embedded in her forehead stopped in a cloud of fairy dust, and I smelled whiskey, sage, and lilac. I knew instantly what the greatest art form was, and I don't mind sharing. The greatest art form is a plane ticket. With it, you go there and have as much as your senses can carry. All you have to do is train those senses to carry as much as they can.
Poet Andrei Codrescu publishes the online magazine Exquisite Corpse.